the cash for just one bomb. Build a dozen schools. Sometimes I can't help think the world is run by
Mama drinking that old mean booze and gin. They got gonna do your running round, thought you ain't gonna never do it again. Well, just lead me straight to the chain gang, down to the murder home. I'd have been in a better shape, mama, if I'd have left that reckless woman alone. Goodbye, everybody. Here comes the jailer with a key. Farewell to freedom. I don't want no one to pity me. I'm going to the chain gang, down to the murder zone. I'd have been in a better shape, mama, if I'd have left that reckless woman alone. So now, bye bye, all you women. This is the last I got to say. Said I'm going to make my time, I'll be a free man someday. But I ain't going back to the chain gang, back to the murder home. But I would have been in a better shape, baby, if I'd have let that reckless woman alone.
Now, Blind Willie, you talked about this blues was made before the original blues. What do you mean by the original blues?
You know, when the blues, before they got real popular, back in the days of twins, from Orleans, blues just only started out in 1918, but the...
Well, they were original then, weren't they?
Yeah, they was original then, but they weren't popular. Nothing but just a few blues, such as Crazy Blues, St. Louis Blues, and all.
This is Songs with Words, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, it is only Joe of V and Joe, but we have some very special guests joining us. That is Talia and Fagan. Say hello, guys, on mic four.
Hello.
Sorry.
Hey.
Mic three isn't on the dash right now.
It's okay. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
We're so happy to be here, TBH.
That's so great. We wish
Veronica was here, truly.
We do.
But, you know, you win some, you lose some. So.
Truly.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
What
okay.
are we going to listen to today?
Well, today I think I'm kind of in the mood for some old blues, jazz, and country.
Okay.
I was sensing the country.
I felt that as well. I felt those vibes.
But if only because I just got a new playlist from Roman. So, therefore, the best listener of old blues, jazz, and country, in my opinion.
Okay, we can do that. We can work with that for sure.
But also, this is a free form, you know? We don't need to stick to any mold. All right.
Okay.
And also,
let's do it.
I have so many words, guys, for this episode of Songs with Words. Like, too many. Oh. So it's making me feel like I can't say any of them.
I think that if you have too many words, you should speak them into the universe and speak your truth. And they might not all land, but...
Thank you, Talia.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You're welcome. I always want to hear what you have to say.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that was Devil Got My Woman by Skip James and The Girl I Love by Sleepy John Estes. And now we're going to be listening to If I Lose, Let Me Lose by John Lee Ziegler. So, here you go.
In the mirror, blood flying, oh, y'all am pull together, I'm coming on. Step back, break out, yeah, you can't show. I'm gonna have a girl to breathe your. Money, let me lose. For lose my money, let me lose. 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 Let me lose. For lose my money, holy lose. To the cool house, back to the jail. Look mighty cruddy, but it ain't gonna help. For love, my money, let me love. For love, my money, let me love. Lose your money, don't you lose your mind. You mess with mine. For love, money, let me love. For love, my money, let me love. Old Dirty Red said before he died, thank you. out of Cripple Creek, coming down Main. Look mighty cloudy, but it ain't gonna rain if I love my money.
I'm going down to Greyhound Station, gonna get a ticket to ride. Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, sing a song with a friend, change the shape of men, and get back in the game, start playing again. I'd like to stay, but I might have to go to start over again. Might go back down to Texas, I might go to somewhere I never been. Get up in the morning, go out at night, and I won't have to go home. Get used to being alone, and change the words of the song, and start singing again. I'm tired of running around looking for answers to questions I already know. I could build me a castle of memories just to have somewhere to go. Count the days and the nights that it takes to get back in the saddle again. Feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say. I'm going down to the Greyhound Station, gonna get a ticket to ride.
Hello.
Find a big fat lady with two or three kids and sit down by her side. Ride till the sun comes up and down around me about two or three times. Smoking cigarettes in the last seat, try to hide my sorrow from the people I meet and get along with it all. Go down where people say y'all, feed the pigeons some clay, turn the night into day, and start talking again when I know what to say.
Someone tips his hat to me and takes me.
she ought to be so. When I stray away from where I got to be, someone always takes me home. Now poker is a game a lady shouldn't play, and every floating poker game just seems to float my way. But long before I've lost the thing besides my comb, someone tips his hand to me and takes me home. Don't see why they always do it. Can't be vanity, must be sheer humanity. When some kind soul remarks with great urbanity, lady, let me take you home. Of course there's bound to be some little aftermath that makes a pleasant ending for the straight and narrow path. And as I go to sleep, I cannot help but think how glad I am that I was saved from cards and drink. People say a roving woman is likely not to be better than she ought to be. So when I stray, there's positively got to be someone there to take me home.
All right, everybody, that was, that was
Roving Woman by Connie Converse.
And before that
was Clay Pigeons by Blaze Foley.
Nice job. And those were both Talia's picks, so
I love those songs.
Yay.
Blaze Foley, and I love the Michael Cera version of those, of
Clay Pigeons as well. And I've tried to learn to play it on the guitar. But I have always been wildly unsuccessful, but I think it's really beautiful. And Connie Converse is awesome. And I personally am a roving woman. Hands up if you're a roving woman. It's my hand.
Just
was
one
up.
Hand up.
It was just
me. Sorry, you also might have been not being heard by the people for a moment there, because I think I turned on somebody else's mic.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Like, if they heard it, like, they're lucky.
Yeah, they are. Also, by the way, guys, our headphones are not working for some reason right now. We had a big struggle in the beginning with getting the music to play out of the headphones. And now that we have done so, I can't get the headphones to work. So we can't be taking any incoming calls at the moment. And I apologize so deeply for it. I just can't seem to hear anybody on the other line. So
it's unfortunate.
Sorry about
that,
guys.
It's an unfortunate reality.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so next we're going to hear The Cuckoo Bird by Hobart Smith. So this is really, like, I didn't mean for this to necessarily be an entire blues and western.
But why not? Like, if there's a theme and that's, like, what you're feeling in your heart, might as well go for it.
You're so right. So that's what it's going to be, guys. I'm sticking
but
with
what
that.
Happens if we want to go off theme for a second?
Then that's fine also.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Is this, like, Freeform Radio?
It is. Oh, this is actually 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Wow.
So let's listen to some Hobart Smith and get ready for some great words, hopefully, coming up in the future.
I've often sit and wondered what makes women love men. I look back and I study what makes men love them. It ain't nothing but a notion I'd fly to the wind. It calls you all trouble. It calls you harmful. It calls you hard labor or behind prison wall. Well, build me a steeple on a mountain so high. I watch my horse racing as he kisses by.
Psycho and Vanzetti, two men that's won our highest of seats. Come, let me show you this world that you've come through. It's a funny old world, and I'm sure you'll admit. If you wear rags on earth, you're a hobo, and if you wear satin, they call you a thief. If you save money, they'll call you a miser. And if you spend money, you'll go on relief. If you work hard, they'll say you are lowly. And if you're a loafer, of course you're no good. If you stay sober, you're known as a sissy. And if you drink liquor, it goes to your head. If you are fat, they will call you a glutton. And if you stay skinny, they'll call you a runt. If you laugh, they'll call you an idiot. And if you cry, they'll ask you to stop. If you chase women, they'll call you a woofer. And if you don't chase them, they'll call you afraid. If you chase men, they'll call you downtrodden. And if you don't chase them, they'll call you afraid. If you eat your meat fried, they'll tell you to broil it. And then if you broil it, they'll say it should broil. If you don't eat meat and you eat only green things, they'll ask you what's wrong with the brain in your skull. If you work for wages, you support the rich capitalist. And if you don't work, you're a lumpin' to them. And if you play the gamble, of course you're a gambler. And if you don't gamble, you never do win. And if you stay poor, nobody comes courting. And if you get rich, well, you can't find a mate. If you get married, you reckon your happiness. And if you stay single, you walk to your grave. If you die in your cradle, it's a sad misfortune. If you live to old age, it's harder and worse. If you've read the papers, you know it is many that take their own lives when they've emptied their purse. There's traders and trappers and shippers and hopers, Psycho and Vanzetti in America's great lands. There's hoppers and croppers and robbers and dopers, and millions of folks with just two empty hands. It's a funny old world, Psycho and Vanzetti, and a funny old world for me and for you. I'd say that this world is so awful funny. It's the funniest world that I've ever lived through.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Every move that a man could make, getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you've been creeping round my back stairs, sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
We Welcome to Heaven by Woody Guthrie and Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. Thank you, Talia, for helping me pick those out.
I have a playlist called Blues, spelled B-L-O-O-S.
Okay.
From like years ago. And that's where some of these are coming from. And I used to listen to it every night before I went to sleep.
There's nothing like blues before you go to sleep.
There's nothing like it.
Okay, so I have kind of a long short story that I'm not going to read the entire thing of because...
You could finish it next time for your avid listeners. Mm. Is that too much of a...
I don't want to like leave people wanting.
Yeah, you know, I get it because week. The last time when I was listening, personally when I was listening to the story about... I was going to say Eduardo, but that's wrong.
Wait, now I'm forgetting.
What was his name?
It doesn't.
The most handsome man in the world. But what was his name? It starts with an E, right?
Yeah. Anyway,
Esteban.
Yes, last time.
Anyway,
we
if
read
that
a
was if I was left
book.
On a cliffhanger, I would be really, really upset.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna skip the like part in the beginning of this short story that kind of explains what's going on.
Oh. Okay.
And then I'm just gonna jump right into the kind of narrative. So this is called "Why Don't You Dance" by Raymond Carver. Now and then a car slowed and people stared, but no one stopped. It occurred to him that he wouldn't either. "It must be a yard sale," the girl said to the boy. This girl and this boy were furnishing a little apartment. "Let's see what they want for the bed," the girl said. "And for the TV," the boy said. The boy pulled into the driveway and stopped in front of the kitchen table. They got out of the car and began to examine things. The girl touching the muslin cloth, the boy plugging in the blender and turning the dial to mince. The girl picking up a chafing dish, the boy turning on the television set and making little adjustments. He sat down on the sofa to watch. He lit a cigarette, looked around, flipped the match into the grass. The girl sat on the bed. She pushed off her shoes and lay back. She thought she could see a star. "Come here, Jack. Try this bed. Bring one of those pillows," she said. "How is it?" he said. "Try it," she said. He looked around. The house was dark. "I feel funny," he said. "Better see if anybody's home." She bounced on the bed. "Try it first," she said. He lay down on the bed and put a pillow under his head. "How does it feel?" she said. "It feels firm," he said. She turned on her side and put her hand to his face. "Kiss me," she said. "Let's get up," he said. "Kiss me," she said. She closed her eyes. She held him. He said, "I'll see if anybody's home." But he just sat up and stayed where he was, making believe he was watching the television. Lights came on in the house up and down the street. "Wouldn't it be funny if," the girl said and grinned and didn't finish. The boy laughed for no good reason. He switched the reading lamp on. The girl brushed away a mosquito, whereupon the boy stood up and tucked in his t-shirt. "I'll see if anybody's home," he said. "I don't think anybody's home, but if anybody is, I'll see what things are going for. Whatever they ask, offer $10 less. It's always a good idea," she said. "And besides, they must be desperate or something." "It's a pretty good TV," the boy said. "Ask them how much," the girl said. The man came down the sidewalk with a sack from the market. He had sandwiches, beer, whiskey. He saw the car in the driveway and the girl on the bed. He saw the television set going and the boy on the porch. "Hello," the man said to the girl. "You found the bed. That's good." "Hello," the girl said and got up. "I was just trying it out." She patted the bed. "It's a pretty good bed." "It is a good bed," the man said, and put down the sack and took out the beer and whiskey. "We thought nobody was here," the boy said. "We're interested in the bed and maybe in the TV. Also maybe the desk. How much do you want for the bed?" "I was thinking $50 for the bed," the man said. "Would you take 40?" the girl asked. "I'll take 40," the man said. He took a glass out of the carton. He took the newspaper off the glass. He broke the seal on the whiskey. "How about the TV?" the boy said. "25. "Would you take 15?" the girl said. "15's okay. I could take 15," the man said. The girl looked at the boy. "You kids, you'll want a drink," the man said. "Glasses in that box. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to sit down on the sofa." The man sat on the sofa, leaned back, and stared at the boy and the girl. The boy found two glasses and poured whiskey. "That's enough," the girl said. "I think I want water in mine." She pulled out a chair and sat at the kitchen table. "There's water in the spigot over there," the man said. "Turn on that spigot." The boy came back with watered whiskey. He cleared his throat and sat down at the kitchen table. He grinned but didn't drink anything from his glass. The man gazed at the television. He finished his drink and started another. He reached to turn on the floor lamp. It was then that his cigarette dropped down his fingers and fell between the cushions. The girl got up to help him find it. "So what do you want?" the boy said to the girl. The boy took out the checkbook and held it to his lips, as if thinking. "I want the desk," the girl said. "How much money is the desk?" The man waved his hand at this preposterous question. "Name a figure," he said. He looked at them as they sat at the table. In the lamplight, there was something about their faces. It was nice or it was nasty. There was no telling. "I'm going to turn off this TV and put on a record," the man said. "This record player is going to. Cheap. Make me an offer." He poured more whiskey and opened a beer. All right, we have just a little bit left, but we will play a song to keep you guys on the edge of your seats. So next for songs, we have Sunflower River Blues by John Fahey. All right, stay tuned for the rest of the story. That was the Sunflower River Blues, and I know that was just a quick little instrumental song, but I'm anxious to finish this story. All right, let's continue. We just left off at, he poured more whiskey and opened a beer. "Everything goes," said the man. The girl held out her glass and the man poured. "Thank you," she said. "You're very nice," she said. "It goes to your head," the boy said. "I'm getting it in the head." He held up his glass and jiggled it. The man finished his drink and poured another, and then he found the box with the records. "Pick something," the man said to the girl, and he held the records out to her. The boy was writing the check. "Here," the girl said, picking anything, for she did not know the names on these labels. She got up from the table and sat down again. She did not want to sit still. "I'm making it out to cash," the boy said. "Sure," the man said. They drank, they listened to the record, and then the man put on another. "Why don't you kids dance?" he decided to say, and then he said it. "Why don't you dance?" "I don't think so," the boy said. "Go ahead," the man said. "It's my yard. You can dance if you want to." Arms around each other, their bodies pressed together, the boy and the girl moved up and down the driveway. They were dancing, and when the record was over, they did it again. And when that one ended, the boy said, "I'm drunk." The girl said, "You're not drunk." "Well, I'm drunk," the boy said. The man turned the record over, and the boy said, "I am." "Dance with me," the girl said to the boy, and then to the man, and when the man stood up, she came to him with her arms wide open. "Those people over there, they're watching," she said. "It's okay," the man said. "It's my place," he said. "Let them watch," the girl said. "That's right," the man said. "They thought they'd seen everything over here, but they haven't seen this, have they?" He felt her breath on his neck. "I hope you like your bed," he said. The girl closed and then opened her eyes. She pushed her face into the man's shoulder. She pulled the man closer. "You must be desperate or something," she said. Weeks later, she said, the guy was about middle-aged, all his things right there in his yard. No lie. We got real pissed and danced in the driveway. Oh my God, don't laugh. He played us these records. Look at this record player. The old guy gave it to us. And all these crappy records. Will you look at this shit? She kept talking. She told everyone. There was more to it. And she was trying to get it talked out. After a time, she quit trying. All right. And that was the story. Again, that was Why Don't You Dance by Raymond Carver. And I recommend that you look it up and read the entire description of that story. In the beginning, there's a very long paragraph that talks about why and how the man sets up his whole house in his yard. And it's really interesting. But we skipped over that for the sense of time. I love that story. It's really beautiful. And also not beautiful and kind of scary and weird.
I could see all the little girls and on the little boy and them doing their little things.
I read it. The first time I read it, I thought little boy and little girl because they're described as girl and boy. But I honestly think that they're like in their 20s.
I would think so.
Because they're
buying furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it would be kind of fun if, oh, I guess they're drinking.
Yeah.
But in my mind, yeah, I guess in my mind they're a little.
And smoking cigarettes.
Shoot. But it would be kind of funny if they were little and they were just props.
Yeah.
But only if they were just props.
That would be funny.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Not a real cigarette.
No. That'd be bad.
Yeah.
That'd be bad.
Anyways.
But like if I saw a play production and it was like you two doing it, like I would really enjoy that.
Of that show. Yeah.
That story.
Well, maybe we'll put on a play of us in.
Yeah, but how will the people listening be able to see it? Because it's just a radio. They can't see us in real life.
You're just going to have to describe it in really vivid detail. Okay. I'll tell you.
I can do that.
Okay. Anyways, let's read a PSA, and then we're just. Everything else will be left to the music, because I think we've been doing maybe too much talking on this Songs with Words.
Okay, time for a dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
The fruits and the nuts wrote the PSA?
They did. Look, on the PSA thing, they're people, but they're fruits.
Wow. So are you a fruit or are you a nut?
I'm a fruit. What are you?
I'm a nut.
I don't know, guys. What do you think I am? I think I'm a fruit.
I think you're a fruit, like a raspberry.
Yeah, that's nice, but with a little bit of like whipped cream on it.
Yeah,
like some syrup,
some sugar,
and some sugar
dipped in sugar.
On.
Yeah, sugar. Like a candied fruit.
I like to
not dried cut
up strawberries and then put sugar on it.
Mm, yum. Okay, well, let's move on from this conversation about dried fruit. We're gonna be playing "Rocky Mountain High" by John Denver. Mm. And then a song by the Old Crow Medicine Show. So
Yahoo.
Let's get a listen in. This is Songs with Words, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we will see you next Sunday at 9 a.m. Goodbye. Thank you so much, Tali and Fagan, for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
So true.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the already broken, and he doesn't really care. It keeps changing fast, and it don't last for long. If the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. The shadow from the starlight is softer than a lullaby. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
He climbed cathedral mountains, he saw silver clouds below. He saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun. And he lost a friend but kept a memory. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forests and the streams, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side has turned inside himself to try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High. Now his life is full of wonder, but his heart still knows some fear of a simple thing he cannot comprehend. While they try to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more scars upon the land. In the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, on eagles fly. Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Friends around the campfire and everybody's Rocky Mountain High,
Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High, Rocky Mountain High.
I just want to thank you all for coming and for celebrating my dad's birthday with us.
Cast them out and then repeat this train. Wanna change her mind, cause she's a home dancer.